This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means during the first hour we'll be joined by Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint, to talk about listeners' questions during the Blueprint Power Hour. During the second hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Paul Davies from ASU, Arizona State University, one of my favorite universities, to talk about the evolutionary roots of cancer. Cancer is not a modern disease. It's been around for a long time. It has been called cancer for a long time. We're going to find out more about when it happened, what potentially caused it in the earliest periods of time, how far back it goes, and so on. So you don't want to miss that. That's going to be an interesting discussion. Rob Regish, how are you?
Never been better, brother.
I heard, I know for a fact that you lost your smile a very, very long time ago. You found it very, very hard to smile. But I happen to know, because I have eyes in the field, that this weekend you and Nicholas Maximus found a way for you to regain your smile. What happened?
Yeah, I did indeed. And the reason I regained that smile was I was able to perform the highly coveted one-arm chin-up as well. On the same day, I was able to do a one-arm handstand push-up.
A one-arm handstand push-up? That sounds impossible. How did you do that?
Here's the kicker. Not only did I do it, but Nicholas Maximus did in the pool.
Okay.
Now, not as funny as you may think, because I first came across aquatic training in Dr. Squat, Fred Hatfield's book, Power. And although, you know, a lot of people scoff at that, think about it. You know, for those with injuries or those that can't perform those movements yet, it's not a bad starting point.
It would be hard to do it in the pool, even though the pool may relinquish some of the burden of your body weight. I'm assuming you had to do this in an area of the pool that was 4 to 5 feet deep, which means that your legs were probably out of the water. And as you pushed up, the same way bands or chains would work in a push-up, as you pushed up, more of your body became less buoyant because it was out of the water. So I have to believe that the force needed increased as you were more successful in pushing your body up.
Excellent point. And the reason that we brought weights into the pool with us.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, congratulations, Rob. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
You know what? And I think that everybody needs to push themselves, whether no matter how mundane you think the task is, what you're trying to accomplish. These are all good goals. Fantastic. And did Nicholas Maximus enjoy his ability to do it? Did he get excited about it?
He did. And, you know, he won't exercise with me regularly, but there he was performing one-arm, you know, chin-ups in the pool.
One-arm handstand push-up in the pool, right?
Both of them, as a matter of fact.
So he did the one-arm chin-up in the pool, so his body was buoyant in that one as well. Cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah. Exactly. Great way to get kids into training.
Yeah, make it fun. Okay, so we're going to get started with our first question, which comes from Sergio Bolivar. First, thanks for holding the show. You both are doing a terrific job with high-quality information and tips. I follow your show here in Finland on a weekly basis. I believe more in having elevated amino acids at certain key times rather than all day long. I just don't buy the whole you must eat a huge amount of protein to grow and maintain muscle mass. Here are your protein powders. Drink 3 to 4 times a day. I have the following question regarding protein pulsing. One, What are your thoughts on protein pulsing? And then we'll get to part two, which is what are the specific key times and what to use, whey isolate, BCAAs, supplements like Synthogen or whatever. So let's go to part one first.
Okay. My thoughts on protein pulsing are this. It works. But the evidence suggests only in the elderly versus younger trainees. Now, it's important to point this out, though, for the senior crowd. It works to such an extent that the test subjects in the University of Paris experiment who didn't train with weights, didn't take supplements, and didn't eat much protein built up more muscle mass versus the control group. All they did was consume 70% of their daily protein during one meal. So for a period of 6 weeks, the 65 and over crowd consumed 1.5 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Those in the control group were given their protein in equal portions over four meals. Curiously enough, while they gained more muscle versus the placebo group, the strength increases were absent. So for what it's worth, I'm not convinced protein pulse feeding won't work in younger trainees, particularly when taken pre, post, and intra workout. More on that next. So, with respect to your question about key times and when to use Synthogen, whey isolate, and branched chain aminos, etc., Synthogen is best used in the following fashion. On training days, five caps immediately pre-workout, five halfway through, and five immediately post. Alternatively, you can just do, if that's too much, seven pre and seven post, still gets you to the grocery store. Once you observe all of its hallmarks, the improved recovery, the obliteration of DMS, etc., dial it back to 4-4 and 4, 3-3 and 3, etc., until such time as you establish your lowest effective dose. And that just makes sense physiologically and financially, in my opinion. Over a year's worth of feedback supports those recommendations. Liquid gold in a bottle. Is just one of the unsolicited testimonials you'll see on PredatorNutrition.com and elsewhere. Much of it gets back to Synthogen's very efficient ratio of essential aminos and matrix of adaptogens that I spent 2 years, working on. Whey isolate, it's too slow. It takes 60 to 90 minutes for your body to liberate the amino acids from an intact protein, even a fast protein such as whey. On the BCAAs, I said it before, I'll say it again because it's the truth. They stimulate muscle protein synthesis. Essential aminos, on the other hand, provide all the bricks your body needs to complete that process. Big difference.
Yeah. I'm a big believer. I don't even use BCAAs. I only use EAAs now when I need free-form amino acids.
Right. So on the way, if you do want to use it, it's best used in the amount of about 20 grams post-workout. And that, given studies posted by Adele Musa over at subversity.com. Check it out.
Okay, and this is part three of his questions. What's your recommendation for whey protein for us based here in Europe? Unfortunately, mass whey gets too expensive due to the volume packaging for overseas. At the moment, I'm using Reflex Micro Whey that includes native whey isolate. What do you think? And this is really a good point because we do this show based on United States metrics, which when you look at a lot of the products going to Finland or even to the UK, I mean, the burden of getting them there ends up becoming more expensive than the products themselves.
Yeah, and it's just getting worse. Short answer on the way, for those of you in the UK and Europe, PredatorNutrition.com sells 5 pounds of dimetized all-natural elite whey for 54 British pounds. The product contains no artificial sweeteners, whey isolate and concentrate, and includes di- and tripeptides for the fast absorption you'll need during the workout. You get 125 servings, 24 grams per scoop. And it also includes an enzyme blend to facilitate better absorption and assimilation. with respect to whey in general, the price is skyrocketing. And on this, you're unfortunately correct, doubly so for top shelf whey. You know, you can be sure of two things going forward with whey. One, the cost is going to only increase. And two, you're going to see even more low-quality crap whey's for sale. It's already happening here in the States, right? I was at Walmart the other day and noticed that they're dubious Body Fortress.
Body Fortress, I was just going to say. That stuff tastes like crap. It's like sawdust.
Yeah.
They have it at Sam's Club. They have it at Costco. They have people sitting there handing out little sample, like shot glasses of it, you know, with chocolate, vanilla. It's the worst protein powder I've ever tasted in my life.
Yeah. And you know, for what it's worth, they've actually moved to 1.5-pound jugs now, which you're going to see the industry doing on whey, too, because 2-pounders just aren't sustainable. Now, Reflex Microwhey, by label, that's cross-flow microfiltered whey isolate. A few things don't square up. First, most whey isolates are north of 90% protein. This is listed at, I want to say, 85, 88. Second, and I may have missed it, but there's nothing to suggest it's low temperature or cold process. Finally, there are no peptides, which would have made at least a portion of it fast enough. For those of you who are not willing to give up your whey, know that the industry is moving on, right? 1.5 pounders, it saves them on shipping and makes consumer retail cost per jug more appealing. Now, here's the scoop on what's being worked on behind the scenes, given what's going on with whey. They're looking into plant proteins, and I know they got a bad rap, but just don't dismiss these. Rice protein. Okay, there's evidence to suggest using rice in the right way, you can get the same results as you would with whey. So say researchers at the University of Tampa, writing in the journal Nutrition. They did an 8-week experiment, 24 students who had been strength training for a year. They were training with 8 to 12 reps, both hypertrophy and strength work. The one caveat is low in leucine, so make sure to look for a product fortified with that. For reference sake, whey contains 1.5 times the amount of leucine found in rice. So given that, experiment results were equal to whey. The other protein, one of the others, wheat protein, is one that athletes, you know, are going to turn their nose up because it doesn't provide the optimal amino acid ratio for muscle building. It becomes a lot more interesting, though, if you add leucine to it. Nutritionists at the University of Illinois wrote in Nutrition and Metabolism about an animal study they performed, in which wheat became as anabolic as whey after leucine was added. And that was done by Lane Norton, right, at the University of Illinois, or Illinois, rather. 90 minutes after the meal, Norton measured the amount of muscle protein the rats were synthesizing and how hard the anabolic machinery in the muscle cell was working. It was surprisingly high. So if you do look into wheat, make sure it's fortified with leucine, containing no less than 3 grams per serving of leucine. Finally, hemp protein. Now, this may be the sleeper we've all been waiting for. It's a vegetarian source of essential fatty acids, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, fiber, chlorophyll, and a complete gluten-free source of all the essential aminos. The protein in hemp contains both essential and non-essential aminos that are easily absorbed by the body. Omega-3 and 6 fatty acids are the main components of the fat found in hemp. And about two-thirds of it is made up of something called edistin, which is found only in hemp seeds. Edistin is a type of plant protein very similar to what's found in the human body, and it's perfectly suited to aid in meeting the body's cellular needs, such as DNA repair. Since much of hemp's protein resembles fat, which is found in human blood, it's easily digested. It has an It has a nutty flavor to it, but I'm aware of more than one company that's working on making that a lot more palatable. On the cost, whey powders vary between $15 to $45, depending on the size and quality of the brand. Hemp, on the other hand, ranges from $13 to $30. I would expect that to decrease if and when production ramps up, and, you know, greater economies of scale are realized. Final word. With the price of whey skyrocketing, it pays dues now to look into these alternatives, especially hemp protein. Personally, I use right now only Synthogen in and around the workout and grass-fed organic beef. My gains have never been better.
Great answer. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry about that. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We went a little bit long on that one, and we've got another question coming up as soon as we come back. And this one comes from Andreas Pena. And we had to edit this one a little bit just to get to the salient important factors in it. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. You can get The Blueprint plus 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin and the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms Superhuman University course, all for buying The Blueprint. You'll hear a spot in a second that tells you how to do that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to BodybuildingSupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Are you still brushing your teeth with poison? Have you not tried Aura MD yet? I'm getting messages from people all over the world who have bought Aura MD and said they're not going to go back to regular toothpaste. This stuff makes your breath smell so fresh that other people actually comment about it. Think about that. And it has none of the surfactants, fluoride, or other chemical additives that you find in most toothpaste. It's just three different essential oils at specific concentrations that improve oral microbiome. Don't forget, microbiome is not just in your intestines and stomach. It comes all the way up into your mouth. You can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com. I promise you'll love it. This stuff is great. Okay. Rob Regish, Andreas Pena said, here's my question of a series of questions. Is there a point where amino acids don't mix well together? Since almost everything has amino acids in it these days, how would I dose Tranquilogen? Since my work is very physical, it is very hard to differentiate between being tired from a long day and being exhausted. If I overtrain and get fatigued at work, I can be very dangerous. It can be very dangerous. Here is a rundown of my journal day. I follow a warrior style. I follow a warrior style since eating at work. Feels like it drags and slows me down. I just don't feel good. I wake up at 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m., one scoop of Craze, Vengeance, Tart Cherry Juice, or a can of Bing. I take three caps of Synthogen, sometimes some ephedra. Man. 6 a.m., start work. 8:30 a.m., two scoops of Ultra Peptide 2.0 or 2 to 3 of Whey Natural. 11 a.m., lunch is two scoops of Ultra Peptide or Whey Natural, three caps of Synthogen, also some Craze, Vengeance, or Cytofuse. 1 p.m., afternoon break, I will drink the remainder of whatever I have left, normally like half a Craze or whatever. 2:30, done with work. 4:30, long commute home, but I listen to SHR. That makes most of it fun. That's pretty cool. 5 p.m., start cooking and eat dinner. In bed at 8 p.m. or 9. If I miss one dose of Synthogen throughout the day, I'm sore as hell the next day. I go through about a bottle a month, two bottles a month, really because my girlfriend takes Synthogen too. Bravo. One time we ran out between orders, and she was like, I don't feel any different. It must not be good as we thought. 2 weeks later, I need more Synthogen, damn it. That's funny. It took her a little while to figure it out. I randomly order Cytofuse from XF Muscle to see what it is, and I have to say I love the way the stuff tastes. What's your opinion on it? It's a BCA recovery formula with some carbs and protein in it, and a shout-out to XF. They are awesome over there and getting back to me on questions, speedy delivery of my orders, et cetera, Andreas. And Dave listens to the show, by the way, because I get text messages from all the time, different shows that we do. So he's not only has been a sponsor in the past and probably will be a sponsor again in the future, but he loves Supremo Radio, so we give him a big shout-out.
Great guy. So first things first, Andreas, if intermittent fasting or the warrior diet isn't working for you, switch gears. You know, experiment with a hybrid intermittent fasting and traditional bodybuilding style eating approach. So there I'd consider rotating days of, let's say, you know, your traditional bodybuilding style eating, every 2 to 3 hours, and intermittent fasting, using a 3-day, 1-day schedule, respectively. You know, adjust accordingly. I think you're going to find it a worthwhile experiment. On the Cytofuse, I can't honestly say I've tried that one yet. I am a big fan of XF to Vengeance and Ultra Peptide 2.0, though, and stated as much many times. XF does have the flavoring down, that's for sure. They actually do the flavoring for more than one company's protein you know about, and it is a big-name player. And they move a lot of it due to excess flavoring expertise. With respect to amino acids, your question there, the only issue with taking them would be when using what I call performance aminos, things like GABA, acetyl-L-tyrosine, glycine, etc., where the goal is to get them across the blood-brain barrier. And when those are consumed within a few hours of other proteins or supplements that contain other large neutral amino acids, they're going to compete and win with GABA acceptor for entry across the blood-brain barrier, and it's going to wash out their effects. Consider then taking those performance aminos at least 2 hours away from any complete protein meal or supplement. Tranquilogen, some dialing in of your dose is going to be necessary, as with Synthogen. However, I can offer the following guidelines. First, on dosing and cycling, there are two options. 5 days on and 2 days off, or 3 weeks on of continuous use and then 1 week off. Even at max dose, 3 caps a day, a bottle of TQ is going to last you a month, quite a while longer if you require less than 3 caps a day, which many folks will. Now, here are some suggested per cap a day guidelines. And note, please note, where I mentioned stress, it applies to psychological, physical, or both. So for men and women with lower levels of stress, they're going to likely do well on just 1 cap a day of Tranquilogen. Men and women under moderate stress, 2 caps a day. Men and women undergoing a lot of stress, and there are a lot of us, 3 caps a day. As with Synthogen, you know, Tranquilogen has precision written all over it. For what it's worth, 1 or 2 caps tends to give me smooth energy, and, you know, thoughts just seem to flow effortlessly. Reading, writing, and even conversing all become smooth as glass. In addition to stress relief, muscle growth, and anti-aging, I suspect Tranquilogen may very well turn out to be an excellent study aid at lower doses. And then finally, 3 caps all at once puts me into a borderline trance-like state. And I usually dose that in that fashion post-workout to quiet both my mind and central nervous system, which is absolutely crucial if you're a student of Vince Gironda's writings. Most importantly, you know, regular use of Tranquilogen at the proper dosing threshold results in a dramatic improvement insofar as being able to fall asleep, stay asleep, and especially improving your quality of sleep. So I hope that helps, Andrea.
And are people receiving it now, Tranquilogen?
Mass gets it on or about August 5th. First come, first serve. It's going to be shipped out likely on the same day. Most of the orders anyway, if I know John, although there's a lot of them. We've been blessed with a tremendous initial response. And that's really because of the success of Synthogen.
Yeah. People think, they know that if you produce something, it's going to work the way you say it's going to work.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. We have a quick commercial break to get back on clock. Then when we come back, we're going to have a question from Jonathan Heiser. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by The Blueprint. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WheyNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WheyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WheyNaturalUSA.com. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside.
Round the outside.
Round the outside.
What happened to Eminem?
I don't know. I don't follow.
You really don't? Do you like rap music?
God, no.
I love it, man. I'm sorry.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I listen to Kid Rock. I don't know if that's...
Oh, he's not rap. He's a trailer park rap. That's what he is. No, but I grew up in Brooklyn, and I grew up when back in the day when I was in college, they didn't call it rap music; they called it house music, because usually a guy got a couple turntables and he played songs, and he scratched and he rapped over them. He said things over them. That's how Grandmaster Flash got started. All those guys. So
I remember that.
Yeah. It was great times. Anyway, but now I'm old. Anyway, okay. So hey, Rob, Jonathan Heiser writes, what the heck is going on with ephedrine? I went to reorder from my usual Gorilla Jack source, and I found that they and most other websites were either out of stock or the price had jumped 25% from 6 months ago, or they stopped shipping to the U.S., or I was being limited to 300 pills. Is there an environment of byproduct of hope and change at its finest, or is there some other driving force going on here? What's the deal? I did eventually find the supply at a reasonable price at, should I say this name? Niceandnatural.ca. I would share the information. Cool. So there you go. Cool.
You know, I'm not sure what's going on either. As you pointed out, Gorilla Jack's largest size ephedrine is out of stock. The smaller sizes, up to 308 milligram pills, are still available. Having said that, my preferred product in this category is one called EPH-40, which by label is 30 milligrams of pure ephedrine hydrochloride. It's still available at healthandvitality.com. They're the vendor I use, and their product shipping and customer service is excellent, in my opinion. Now, I try not to get political on this show, but Mr. Obama's hope and change vision has not yet infected the world, at least to the same degree or extent that it here has here in the States. Then again, it may only be a matter of time. Gorilla Jack is a Canadian company, and while they're actually more restrictive up in Canada with certain supplements, DHEA, for example, I wouldn't panic just yet. It may be they're simply out of stock. My issue with Canadian sources for ephedrine is this. Health Canada limits the amount to just 8 milligrams per tab. And yes, you can just take more, but it's a hassle. I already take too many pills a day. Here's the bottom line. For the seasoned ephedrine user preferring pure ephedrine without clofenacin, not wanting to sign for it, nor having to present your driver's license, health and vitality is my best advice. Given the surveillance society our government is building, I wouldn't rule out you going into a database somewhere, even going overseas.
Well, they, that's interesting you say that, because the U.S. Postal Service is now recording where mail originates and mail goes to, so that if they ever have to go back and look, they never recorded before, but now they're recording it. So think about that for a second.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the first ephedrine user that's the victim of a drone strike.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, so let's see. We have our next question. Sorry, I was a little behind the day here. Comes from Albert Woody. Hey, Rob, I can only have egg protein and tolerate pea protein because of food sensitivities. My question is, could I go to True Protein or Smart Powders and just get EAAs and maybe leucine or BCAAs in powder form to have as my protein powder? My guess is EAAs would work just as good, but go ahead. What do you think?
Well, you could, in theory, Albert, do that. But as Adele Musa at Subversity pointed out some time back, there are merits to having non-essential amino acids in the mix, too. And while it's true your body can manufacture them, I think it's important to have them in your diet, especially for weight trainers. Now, I'm a big fan. Anybody that knows me and listens knows I'm a big fan of getting back to nature. And the fact is, nature includes non-essential aminos in almost every protein-containing food.
For a reason.
There's got to be a good reason for that. So I would suggest then the following. Consider using essential aminos pre-workout, as just 6 grams consumed prior has shown to increase protein synthesis almost 600%. Now, interestingly enough, when taken post-workout, that same amount of essential aminos resulted in a 400% increase. When you're drug-free, every little bit counts. Now, if money's tight, I'd use BCAAs on off days in a caloric deficit, because doing so has been shown to at least arrest muscle loss, and fat loss occurred preferentially in the abdominal region of the wrestlers used in the study that I'm thinking about. I have no issue with your use of egg or pea protein. You may be able to reduce those supplemental proteins, though, if opting for things like organic grass-fed beef or organic eggs, because those contain the proper ratio of omega-3 versus 6 fatty acids, and you save money in the process. No more need, right, for fish or flax oil. Also, please refer to my answer with respect to rice, wheat, and especially hemp protein mentioned prior. You may find one of those more palatable than the pea protein you're currently using. I hope that helps, Albert.
Yeah, good information.
Yeah.
We're going to take our next commercial break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about the blueprint tip of the day. The importance of Plan B in life and in lifting. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by The Blueprint and Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to
superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We just got a question, and it's a question that really deserves some thought and attention. It's from Diana Carr. She's listening to the show live. And she has questions about DMSO and injury recuperation. I'm going to forward this to you, Rob, for next week's show. Because she has a variety of questions in here, and each of them requires a separate answer. And I'm afraid that if we try to answer her question live, we won't do a good job, number one, and number two, because we'll feel rushed and we won't be able to do the blueprint tip of the day. So, Diana, if you're getting this right now, we will answer your question, I promise. And I may reply as well on Facebook to get things started for you. Okay. The blueprint tip of the day on the importance of Plan B in life and in lifting.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about most people listening, but I've had to fall back on Plan B a lot in life. That goes for training, too, and I'm glad it was there when I needed it. Troubleshooting was a skill that always came naturally to me, and no doubt due to the disappointment I've experienced dealing with certain people, companies, and other entities over the years. Sadly, I correspond with many folks today that have no such safety net. So here, I'd like to persuade you to strongly consider setting up your own Plan B, because doing so is only going to bring you peace of mind, and this is one tip I know is going to help a lot of people. First, let's talk about training. I hope this never happens to you, but circumstances may dictate that you have to work around an injury, don't have access to a gym, etc. Many folks in the Blueprint Army deployed, meaning Afghanistan or elsewhere. They need solutions. I love them. What this means is that whether it's body weight training, sandbags, buckets full of water, or even rocks, there is always a way. Your job is to find it, and it's better to find it now versus later. Consider the case of convicts, right, in prison. These guys define necessity as being the mother of invention. No equipment, crap food, and no supplements.
Hell, not even good food. Never mind. Yeah, oh, you did say it. I thought you meant no crap food, but you're right. That's all they have is crap food there.
Right. And not a lot of calories either. Yet, they're among some of the biggest and strongest men on the planet. You'll never hear about them due to their lowly place on life's ladder. Their success is related to two factors. One, they've got a lot of time on their hands. And two, a hell of a lot of pent-up aggression. All right, there's an article in this month's Muscular Development or Iron Man, I can't remember which, about a guy who was locked up for 27 years. Now, around 1998, our fine government and the state of California saw fit to take all the weights out of prison. Most people would throw in the towel at this point, not this guy. He was resourceful and driven, lifted trash bags full of water, he did squats with his cellmate on his shoulders, and yes, plenty of body weight training. And if you think that can't happen to you, think again. As I'm about to relay a personal story right now that's pretty painful, but it's going to help you to understand why Plan B is so important. About a year ago, I was embroiled in a bitter divorce and was falsely accused of threatening to commit a crime. Now, the case was ultimately dropped, but not before I was under house arrest for 9 weeks pending my hearing. Nonsense like this clogs the court system, and all it takes is a vindictive party to put you in a bad way. So for 9 weeks, I couldn't leave the house, quite literally. One step out of the door, and they could have thrown me in jail. What I did have was a deep reserve of resourcefulness and a lot of anger. So I poured myself into convict conditioning and Brooks Cubic's dinosaur bodyweight training and made some of the best gains of my life. If you have guts and gravity, you're in business. I used everything at my disposal, which is to say the floor, the wall. I found a loft hatch in the garage for chin-ups and hanging leg raises. The solutions are all around you. Training every other day on just two exercises, I poured all of that aggression into every workout, wringing every last bit out of every exercise. And every time I did the deed, I envisioned that offending party, the injustice of it all, and how I would emerge bigger, stronger, and healthier. And sure enough, I did. At the end of those 9 weeks, I walked back into that courtroom for my hearing in the best shape of my life. They took a lot away from me during that time, but they couldn't take away what I had between my ears and what I had burning inside of me and what's likely inside of you. I took a lot of pride in that, and believe you me, it registered when I walked into that courtroom. Said offending party took one look at me, and the look on her face said it all. Now, I'm not telling you this to brag, but to illustrate a point. The world can and will beat you down. But as the old saying goes, it's not how many times you get knocked down. It's about how many times you get back up. Turning to having Plan B for life, many people I talk with are spending big money on supplements. Now, I like subs as much as the next guy, right? Hell, I sell and buy my own. These folks, however, live paycheck to paycheck. Most of America does. Now, I'm not one to lecture about financial matters, but money gives you options, powerful options. People should always come first, but nobody I've ever spoken to disagrees on this point. Having some money around makes things easier. There are a whole lot of sleepless nights that are caused by bills, debt, and not having an emergency fund. So here's how to best go about it, in my opinion. It's not uncommon, given the people I work with, like I said, to be spending $200, $300, or even $400 or more on supplements. What I'm suggesting is you take just half of that, and put it to a Roth IRA, right? I encouraged a friend to do this recently, and she said she didn't make enough money, right? She said, I don't have enough money to do that. Now, after running her monthly income and expenses, it turned out she had an extra $25 a week. Here's what she said. $25 a week doesn't get me anything. What's 25 bucks a week? And I responded, sweetie, 25 bucks a week is 100 bucks a month, which becomes 1,200 in a year plus interest, which means this. The next time your car breaks down, your washer or dryer goes, and you need that money, it'll be there. And you won't have to lay awake at night because you had to put $1,200 on your credit card.
And guess what? Something will happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So. It's not if, but it's when. And you're going to have the money and along with it some peace of mind. Now, a lot of people say they don't understand investing, okay? A Roth IRA can be set up in 15 minutes at any number of financial services companies. So I sat down with her, and we went to Fidelity.com, and in 15 minutes it was done. $25 a week was auto-deducted, right, and put into her Roth IRA. She didn't even have to think about it, neither do you. You know, it's automatic. If you're worried about not being able to get your money, don't be. All of your contributions to a Roth can be withdrawn at any time. It's post-tax money, so that those contributions can be withdrawn tax-free.
So it's liquid.
You've already paid taxes on it.
Right.
Okay, so her next objection was, I don't understand investing. I'm afraid of losing money. Simple solution. You put it into a cash account just like your local bank. The money's FDIC insured, and it's going to be there if and when you need it. I had her put it into just such an account, ticker symbol FDRXX. Okay, that pays a 1% rate of interest, which isn't a lot, but it's still more than your typical brick-and-mortar bank. And here's the kicker. Over the 10-year life of that fund, it's paid 1.76% interest with zero chance of losing money. I told Sweetie that if she kept up with her $1,200 a year contributions, at the end of 10 years, she'd have a tidy $14,000 and change tucked away. And that, my friends, buys a lot of sentiment. Now, if you're willing to take a bit more risk, there's an even better solution called dripping inside of a Roth. And here, I'm talking about investing in companies that make so much money they pay you for owning their stock. Every so often during the year, these companies deposit more money into your account in the form of dividends. And you can reinvest those dividends in a ticker symbol called, let's say, DVY. D as in David, V as in Victor, Y as in Yohimbe, which buys more shares, which in turn buys more dividends. And that process creates a combustion engine principle that over time builds great wealth. A great pick here is the iShares Dow Jones Select Dividend Index, that DVY ticker I was talking about. The fund invests in a broad range of high-quality companies, so you don't have all your eggs in one basket. If the market goes down, no problem. Your dividends just buy more shares. Market goes up, congrats, you just made more money. That has the historical average at DVY of has a historical average return of 9.59%, which means in 10 years, Sweetie won't have $14,000. She'll have well over $23,000. So here's the final word. Bad things happen to good people. It's only a matter of time. You need plan B in life to deal with these inevitable contingencies. So whether it's expanding your list of exercises or setting up an emergency fund, I want you to sleep well at night. Taking these steps today is important because procrastination only hurts you, and a $12 investment for example, in the ebook Never Gymless at Amazon.com or 15 minutes to set up a Roth IRA and putting a mere $25 a week into it isn't asking a lot. Again, I'm not lecturing anyone that's listening, but they don't teach this stuff in school, and that's a crime. I just want the best for you. Hopefully, I've given you some things to think about. Abstract ideas, though, are meaningless unless you take action. Resolve today, then, to put your own plan B into action.
Well, and I'd like to make a comment, okay? So many people are willing to wait to work every day, follow a nutritional plan every day, follow a supplement plan every day, to train in the gym with superhuman forces every day with a goal of, at the end of the year, increasing their bench press by 50 pounds or increasing their upper chest measurements by an inch or increasing their body weight by, 30 pounds of muscle, whatever. So all of us in this physical culture community, we understand deferred gratification.
Right.
So this is easy. So look at that $25 a month the same way you look at the pains that you take to reach your physical goals. And just, you don't focus on, oh, well, what's 25? Do you say to yourself, oh, what's this workout going to do for me? I'm just going to give up now. No. $25 a month doesn't sound like a lot, but as you pointed out, it accumulates. And guess what? Something I say to my children all the time. 10 years from now, 10 years will have passed. Whether you do this or don't do this, 10 years will have passed. When you look back at that 10 years, will you be happy that you did not do this or that you did do it?
Exactly.
So, that's a good point. Good point.
That's an excellent point. Our subculture understands delayed gratification.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We live for it. If you found out that you could not have a 400-pound bench press in 3 weeks, would you stop training now? No. You train for the number of years because that's your goal. And every time you go to the gym, you make that small deposit in your metabolic currency account. You have to treat money the same way. I love that. I think that's great stuff, Rob.
Yeah,
and you know what? Thanks. It's good advice, too. Very, very good advice. It's kind of off topic, but it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Rob Regish, thank you so much for all that you contribute to the Superhuman Nation. Show Rob some love. Get your copy of the blueprint. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad. And you not only get a copy of the Blueprint 3.0, but also 3 months of the Blueprint Bulletin, plus the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms Superhuman University course. Check it out. Rob, thanks so much, brother.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
All right, talk to you later. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Professor Paul Davies is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the evolutionary origins of cancer. It's going to be a great discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Brothers are amused by other brothers' raps, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you feel fright.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Cancer has been around for a very, very long time. Many of us think that many of the chronic diseases that we see today are of today. We've done shows where we've shown that arterial plaque was present in prehistoric humans. We're going to be discussing cancer today, more specifically, with Professor Paul Davies. And one of the messages of this show has been, we must look at everything that our body does and responds to in our environment through an evolutionary perspective. Why is the body doing this? The body is perfect. It does things for a reason. And cancer may actually be happening for a reason as well. How you doing, Professor Davies?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, so first of all, what made you even start looking at cancer from an evolutionary standpoint?
Well, it was purely a phone call, and this is an astonishing story. I'm a cosmologist and astrophysicist, and I've spent most of my career looking at things like the nature of black holes, the Big Bang, the origin of the universe, using mathematics. And so about 6 years ago, I got a telephone call from the then deputy director of the National Cancer Institute, Anna Barker, and she said, well, you know, we're spending about $5 billion worth of taxpayer money per year on cancer research, and we've been doing this for decades, and really we're not getting anywhere very fast in terms of patient outcomes. And can physicists help? And I said, well, I suppose so, but I know nothing about cancer. And she said, well, that's perfect. Help us bring insights from your field, and so we can try to tackle cancer in a totally novel direction. That's how it all began, and this was 5-6 years ago, and now I find myself running quite a large cancer research program here at Arizona State University, one of 12 centers around the country for physical science and oncology.
And I'd like to mention also one of ASU's contributions was melanotan and melanotan 2, which they discovered when doing research for skin cancer as a prophylactic measure to use melanotan and melanotan 2 to actually brown the skin, so to speak, prior to actually going out in the sun. So there's a lot of really exciting stuff in the area of cancer research going on at ASU.
Well, there is indeed, and we have a famous Nobel Prize winner, Lee Hartwell, who until recently was running the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. And now the said Anna Barker, former deputy director of the National Cancer Institute, she also is working at ASU, and there's been a major effort in cancer here. But what I'm talking about is something completely new. The assumption was that if progress in tackling cancer has been so slow, maybe we're thinking about the problem in the wrong way.
And I agree with you 100%.
And so the idea was to bring in some fresh insights from outside the field, get a bunch of people who are not experts in cancer and let them loose to see what they come up with a fresh pair of eyes. And that's been my approach, and of course it's been a huge learning curve, but I really do think that I've connected the dots in a different way from the mainstream research program. I honestly think that with my co-workers, not only here but around the world, my collaborators, that we're coming up with a really fresh approach to this problem.
Well, okay, so let's look at this from an evolutionary perspective for a second. We know that selection pressure causes the body to do things in response to environmental changes that potentially could wipe us off the earth. The body is obviously trying to find ways to maintain the species. So while cancer kills people, and obviously that's because the insult is not removed that's even causing the cancer and eradicated to a great degree, why is the body responding by causing cells that ignore the apoptotic edict?
Well, first, I think a lot of listeners probably think that cancer is a modern disease, a human disease, something to be cured. And the first point I want to get across is forget cure. We're never really going to have a general-purpose cure for cancer. We don't need a cure for cancer because the vast majority of cancers don't kill people. What we need to do is manage cancer. So I think of cancer as a bit like aging. You don't say, well, I've traveled the world and everywhere I go, there's this terrible epidemic of aging. Everyone's dying of it. What are we going to do? We've got to find a pill to make it go away. What you say is, yes, aging is part of the great story of life. It's part of multicellular life, not just humans, but all multicellular organisms age and die. That's just part of the story of life, and cancer is part of that story of life, but we can mitigate its effects. Just like with aging, we don't have to be miserable and we don't have to die early. We can mitigate the effects of aging, we can mitigate the effects of cancer. That's the first point to get across, that it is fundamentally embedded in what life is all about. The other point to get across is that it's not restricted to humans. Cancer is found in pretty much all mammals,
right.
Fish, birds, reptiles, even plants. So that suggests it has evolutionary roots, which are very deep, going back to the common ancestors of all those very different organisms. And then that means we're looking for the roots of cancer going back at least a billion years and probably nearly 2 billion years. And indeed, this is confirmed that when you look at so-called oncogenes, these are genes implicated in cancer, and tumor suppressor genes, those implicated in suppressing cancer, some of these have very ancient lineages. It looks like they go back hundreds of millions of years. So clearly cancer is built into the logic of life.
Right.
And it's easy to see how this has come about, because if you got in a time machine, went back 2 billion years, there would only be single-celled organisms on Earth, and single cells have just one imperative: replicate, replicate, replicate.
Sounds very similar to cancer.
Right. So when multicellularity evolved about it's evolved in several stages, but about 1.5 billion years ago, this meant that an extraordinary thing happened. Individual cells gave up their immortality because single-celled organisms just can go on dividing forever so long as there are resources. They're, in effect, immortal. So these cells gave up their immortality in return for specialized germ cells, that is like egg and sperm, carrying on the genes into the next generation and beyond. But all the other cells admitted, had to strike a contract with these germ cells and say that we will die when the time comes. And you mentioned apoptosis, it's programmed cell death. So this is very familiar. So all the cells in our body except the egg and sperm cells that convey the genetic information to the next generation, all the other cells in our body, they may replicate 20 times or something, but then they will die. They're automatically programmed to die, and eventually the whole organism dies. So that's a pretty drastic step. And the logic of that step, the transition from single to multi-celled life, I think cancer is a legacy of that step. It's an inevitable part of the transition to multicellularity. And it's when that contract goes wrong, when it breaks down, and individual cells of your body start making a bid for immortality, that's what we call cancer.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Professor Paul Davies from Arizona State University. We're talking about the evolutionary roots of cancer. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Could Altrian supplement be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA.
Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking to Professor Paul Davies. We're talking about the evolutionary roots of cancer. Think of it more from an evolutionary perspective as opposed to a reaction or disease. Kind of changes the way you research it when you start to think that, hey, this is happening for a reason.
Right.
And that really makes a big difference. First of all, I'm just curious, and I don't know that you did this, but as your preliminary research began, did you discover when did we start calling this phenomenon cancer? Because it, from what I can see, this term has been used at least back in the 1700s. Was it called cancer even before that? Do you know?
Oh yes. It means crab, and in Latin, and it goes back to Roman times that they saw some resemblance between the spreading of a tumor and the legs of a crab. So it's the same.
Interesting.
Same word.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's not a very appropriate word, actually, and the technical term that tends to be used in the medical profession is neoplasm, new cells. Because, of course, there are liquid cancers that in the bloodstream, and there's a whole variety of cancers. They have different properties and different shapes and different patterns of behavior. So bringing them all under this big umbrella with this strange name, cancer, can be rather confusing. But they all have a common element, and one of the other points that I was struck by is that cancer is a very deterministic disease. Once it's triggered, it tends to follow a very well-defined pathway. And the best efforts of physicians seem to mostly just be able to delay it, even then by only a small amount. In other words, it doesn't look to me like cells that have gone wrong. It looks like cells that know exactly what they're doing. And when you see that, you suspect a very long period of evolution behind it. In other words, many things can trigger cancer, but cancer itself looks like a pre-programmed response.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if I want to be provocative, the way I put it is that every cell in your body comes preloaded with a cancer subroutine. It's already there, and I say it's like a genie in a bottle. There are many ways of shattering the bottle, and once the gene is let out, it follows its own agenda, which it's very good at. And part of the problem, my beef with cancer research, mainstream cancer research, is that there's far too much concentration on picking over the shards of glass from the shattered bottle and ignoring the genie.
Right.
Because there is this tendency to think that cancer is a result of accumulated mutations. It's cells that have gone wrong because they've mutated, but they somehow magically acquire all of the properties that make cancer so efficient, so deterministic, and so similar in different individuals. Because cancer is not something you catch from somebody else. It's invented anew every time in the body. And when you see the same thing invented again and again from scratch,
I know, that
in
makes sense.
Different bodies, it makes you think it's pre-programmed.
Right.
It's already in there, and it's ready to go if something triggers it.
So I guess that one of the magic questions is what triggers it. Now, clearly, has your research provided evidence that in modern society today, there is something or some group of things in the environment that seem to be very successful in switching on or letting the genie out of the bottle? Because cancer is cancer increased its prevalence in society today? Or is it just that we have a larger population, it still has the same number of people getting it, but that since there's more people, there's more cancer episodes?
Right. There are a lot of things tangled together here. One is that we've had enormous success with other major killers, infectious diseases, cardiovascular, and so on. And this means people are living longer, and so there are more cancers. There are clearly some modern substances which are known carcinogens. There's a famous case of chimney sweeps in London who got scrotal cancer. This was one of the earliest carcinogens to be identified. It came from the soot. So there's a clear line of cause and effect. There are other chemicals that are known to cause cancer, but the majority of them really are not caused that way, with the two big exceptions. One of these is smoking. Clearly smoking causes is a major contributory factor. It's not the only way of getting lung cancer, a major factor there, and other cancers as well. And the other one that's absolutely a no-brainer is lying around in the sun. So skin cancer is caused by sun damage. And so if you keep out of the sun and don't smoke, and incidentally don't breathe asbestos either, well then you've eliminated some of the cancer risk. But there's still a lot of other cancers that can arise.
But, you know, something that you just said I'm thinking about, right? And I'm thinking, well, there may be even some more selectivity to this than we're saying. Because, as you point out, sun seems to cause cancer in some people but not others. When we look at people who live closest to the equator and sub-Saharan Africa,
right,
we don't see an increase in skin cancer, but they spend more time in the sun than most of us do.
Right, so it's really bad for pale-skinned people to be out in the sun. That's basically it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm one of those people. I regularly get checked for skin cancer. It's the one cancer where screening really does make a lot of sense. It's on the outside, and a trained physician can tell by looking whether you have suspect spots that need attention. So I recommend everybody should take care of that. But, you know, overall, although skin cancer is one of the most common cancers, melanoma is the only lethal one, and that's actually rather rare, even in Arizona, I have to say. But but rare doesn't mean it's unknown.
People
who died of melanoma.
Right.
So you should certainly take care.
So, okay, so if there's a lot of people in the medical orthodoxy that like to say everybody has cancer cells in them right now.
Yes, that's
but
correct.
How your immune system gets rid of them is where the magic is. So do we have these, even in people who perhaps aren't prone to developing malignancies, they are developing, some of these cells are switching the genie, letting the genie out of the bottle for some reason, but they're getting flushed out?
Right. Now, so this is a really important point, and I think a lot of the sting can be taken out of cancer, well, not only by changing the word, but understanding that cancer isn't an all-or-nothing thing. Everybody accumulates, let's put it broadly, cancerous cells as they age. The vast majority of these are never a problem, and even when they become detectable small tumors, the majority are still not a problem. Because screening technology is improving, a lot more people get diagnosed with early-stage cancer, and it looks like there's an epidemic, but most of those cancers will never progress to be clinically problematic, or if they do, the person is already dead of something else. So what you have to understand is that cancer is not, well, in my view, cancer is not a cell gone wrong, a rogue cell running amok calling the shots. Cancer is a systemic disease. That is to say, you have to look at the cell and its microenvironment, its tissue microenvironment. There are a whole host of mechanisms of surrounding cells that are implicated in keeping the cancer in check, or if it gets out of control, in cooperating with it. And sometimes I give the analogy of the first settlers in the United States. So they go in these boats from Europe, and they went off and faced desperate times. And I'm talking here about the so-called metastasis process, where cancer spreads around the body. Because we should just be clear about this, that primary tumors are responsible only for about 10% of cancer deaths. It's when it spreads around the body. It's called metastasis. That spreading is the lethal part. If we could stop that, slow that, control that, we'd be in really good shape. So it's rather like the colonists who spread to the United States. And when they arrived, of course, they had a rather hard time. They'd build a fort. They'd be starving. surrounded by hostile tribes and so on. But eventually they might reach a critical mass. Then they bribe the local tribes, so that the local Indians, and then at some particular moment they would burst out and take over the whole land. And metastatic cancer is a little bit like that. They're held in check by their tissue microenvironment, but under some circumstances, the microenvironment, the cells around these microtumors, defect to the cause of the cancer. They switch sides. They say, right, can't beat them, join them. And then
that was my question, because when you were giving your analogy, I was imagining Catholicism spreading to the New World, and how the Spanish king would send ships out to colonize islands and convert the evil. And so I was thinking, gee, I wonder if the cancer cells that have taken up space in this area are actually converting non-cancer cells to cancer cells, or are they just replacing them by mass production of their own cells and just overpowering? But you just answered that. So
They convert. There are cells called fibroblasts that literally switch sides, and they join the cause and they become cancerous.
But so doesn't that mean that the presence of a cancer cell next to a non-cancer cell is somehow telling the genie in that bottle, hey, come on out and be with us?
Right. That's right.
What is the communication method between the two cells?
Well, I used to think it was all down to just a chemical signaling, the appropriate molecules going backwards and forwards, and that's certainly true. But what has been discovered in this program of research that the NCI has been funding is that physical forces can also play a role. That is, things as straightforward as shear stresses and pressure, and even electric fields can all be part of this story of how cells communicate with their neighbors and how they switch genes on and off. Because you must remember, every cell in your body has the same genes, whether it's skin or liver or kidney or cancer cell. It's all got the same genes. And the different behavior of these different cells, their different phenotypes, to use the technical jargon, is entirely down to which genes get switched on and off. And that gene switching can be brought about by chemical signals, it can be brought about by damage, so it can be like an SOS response, and it can be brought about by physical forces as well. And all of these come into play. And so if you take an individual cancer cell and put it in healthy tissue, chances are it's not going to ever do very much. But conversely, if you take a healthy cell and put it in a tumor, it's going to convert to a cancer cell. So it's not just the cell, it's microenvironment with chemical and physical forces.
Well, I have a theory of this. I just came up with this, and you have to understand that I am not an accredited or well-educated individual, but I do apply some critical thinking skills from time to time. We're going to pick this up on the other side of the break. We're talking with Professor Paul Davies. We're talking about the evolutionary roots of cancer. Cancer happens for a reason. What is that reason? That's what we have to discover, I think, in order to really allow people to manage their cancers better and maybe even not develop cancers in the first place. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Altria supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Paul Davies. We're talking about the evolutionary roots of cancer. Why is the body doing this? It's not doing it because it doesn't like us and it wants to create disease. It's doing it because it's trying to survive. Professor Davies, I had a thought. So I was thinking, while you were speaking, I was thinking, look, every cell is programmed for survival as its primary job, right?
Right.
Okay. And so what if, what we do know about cancer cells that we could say pretty much across the board is two things. Some of them require oxygen, some of them don't. But one thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but one thing I know about them is, they increase the production of telomerase to increase the longevity of their genes, number one. Number two, they consume blood sugar like a black hole consumes stars and universes. They have this insatiable appetite. They start to suck up all of the available nutrients because they go into this hyper-survival mode. Number one, could that be the reason that the neighboring cells go, oh my God, if we don't switch sides, we're never going to eat anymore, number one. And number two, could cancer be a response, and I know this is simplistic, so feel free to bash me, to the prevalence of insulin resistance? Could it be such that the cells going, my God, we can't get any nutrients anymore, I hate to say this, but flip the switches, turn on the turbochargers, because we're going to eat everything in sight now, and there is no return from that state. It's one of these things where, like the cyanide capsule, you bite it, you're dead. That's it. There's no going, oh, I made a mistake. And so they go into this hyper-consumption mode.
Right. Well, you're throwing a lot of ideas together there, and I think some are right and some are wrong. First of all, let's deal with this really interesting point about oxygen, because it ties in very much with the story I'm trying to tell here. It was discovered by a German Nobel Prize winner, Otto Warburg, back in the 1930s, that cancer defaults back to an ancient mode of metabolism. So metabolism is the way that the cells make energy.
Right.
And there are basically two ways of doing it. One is to use oxygen to burn stuff, and that's the way normal healthy cells in you and me do it, though there are many organisms that don't do it that way, but generally that's the way all mammals do it. And then there's another method called fermentation, which people know if they make beer. This is an old method. It's less efficient, but it's faster. And cancer cells, Warburg discovered, default back to that old fermentation method, which can occur when there's very little oxygen or even no oxygen. But what he found was if you restore the oxygen again, they don't go back to doing it the oxidative way. They prefer to remain in this fermentation mode. Now, sometimes they're obliged to do it that way because a tumor, of course, is a mass of extra cells, and it's often starving for oxygen, and so it gives them an advantage to be able to flip to this metabolism. But I think that's only part of the story. I was talking about how we can trace the evolutionary roots of cancer back over a billion years. Well, a billion years ago, there wasn't much oxygen, free oxygen on Earth.
Really?
Oxygen, that's right. The oxygen on Earth, it started out with almost no free oxygen, and then photosynthetic organisms caused the first great oxygenation event about 2 billion years ago. But the big rise in oxygen to present levels didn't occur till 600 million years ago, after multicellular life had evolved. So early multicellular organisms had to contend with a very low level of oxygen. And so I think that cancer's propensity to use this fermentation, low oxygen type of metabolism, is a hangover, or an atavism, as we sometimes say, from its distant past. Now, you know, the flip side of that you mentioned, which is that they can cope with very little oxygen, but they absolutely have to have a lot of glucose. So basically, cancer hates oxygen and it loves sugar. Healthy cells are a bit round the other way. And so one of the people always want to know, well, how does my theory help with therapy? Well, what it suggests is that you stress the cancer cells more than the healthy cells by depriving them of sugar,
right,
and flooding them with oxygen. And so depriving of sugar means starvation, basically. This is the exact opposite of what happens when people are undergoing therapy for cancer. They're normally told to sort of build up their strength for the radiation therapy or the chemotherapy and so on. Actually, it's the opposite, I believe, of what should generally be done, which is to stress the cancer cells by depriving them of glucose, going on to a rigorous diet, which is poor in glucose, and perhaps even having some drugs that block the glucose uptake. So stressing those cancer cells before you zap them with anything else. And so our approach to therapy is you don't attack the strengths of cancer, you attack its weaknesses. And its weaknesses you can deduce by looking at this long evolutionary history. And lots of oxygen and very little glucose is one weakness that cancer has. So that suggests a completely alternative approach to therapy. Something called hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which became sort of famous or infamous because Hugo Chavez was undergoing that in Cuba, you may remember.
Yep.
Not, I think, for cancer, but for other reasons, because there are all sorts of health benefits being claimed for this hyperbaric oxygen therapy. You're put in a chamber at like 2 atmospheres of pure oxygen. On its own, it doesn't seem to have too much efficacy, but I think combined with glucose restriction looks very promising, and we're going to be running a workshop on that mode of therapy at my center here at Arizona State University in November to check out that particular line of inquiry.
That's exciting. The reason that I'm asking about the cancer cell going into a hyper-survival mode, because we see more cancer today than we did before, and we see cancers thriving in people who have complete insulin resistance and maybe even on injectable insulin at some point, that the cancer cells can gobble up all the blood sugar they want, but the insulin-resistant cells are starving, basically. And I just wrote a blog post yesterday about the evolutionary inheritance of metabolic flexibility, the body's ability to change substrate utilization on demand because of the unavailability of food,
right,
is actually a benefit for survival, and this ability for the body to operate on very low blood sugar levels, or to be able to upregulate gluconeogenesis, or even run on ketones or amino acids, depending on what's available, wouldn't that? Because I'm a big proponent of intermittent fasting,
right,
and intermittent fasting also stimulates autophagy, autophagy, however you want to pronounce it, which seems to be able to eradicate some of these rogue cancer cells looking for a home to live in. Is it possible that insulin resistance causes cancer cells to change sides because they know that once they flip that switch, they will get all the glucose that they want?
Well, I can't comment on the insulin resistance because I haven't particularly studied that line of inquiry, but everything else you've been saying sounds good to me. The intermittent starvation, the autophagy, generally the ketone diet, which is a way of replacing glucose with fat, in effect. All of these things are being advocated by this sort of fringe of people who don't buy into the standard dogma about cancer being an accumulation of mutations. So they think it's more of a metabolic problem. And I mentioned Otto Warburg. I mean, that was his point of view. The cancer is really not a result of genetic defects. It's a result of metabolic defects.
Right.
And we might add to that, you know, tissue architecture defects. It's a defect of the, basically, cells in a bad environment are likely to become cancerous. And of course, they do display genetic instability, but we think that's a consequence of the cancer, not a cause of it.
Right.
So I don't know about the insulin, but I do know, of course, everybody knows that obesity is another major factor. We've mentioned don't lie in the sun, don't smoke cigarettes, and don't breathe asbestos. But the other is, you know, keep slim, plenty of exercise and diet.
Right.
Don't get overweight, because that's a cancer risk. If you do all those things, the cancer incidence will be cut enormously. We worry about the miracle pill that will make it go away. We can actually tackle a lot of cancers just by making these lifestyle changes.
I agree 100%. And I, you know, it's funny you say that, because I've said for a long time that there is already a quote unquote cure for cancer. It's certain lifestyle choices. Now there are those who have jobs that place them in environmental high risk arenas, if you will, that they're exposed to things that we know are carcinogens. And unfortunately, many of the governing bodies that regulate what people can eat and what people can't are making decisions that are exposing them to environmental toxicants and carcinogens that could be contributing to the factor. But clearly, if you understand these things, you can stay as far afield from them as possible. Obesity, exercise regularity, avoiding the high sugar diet that seems to be all the rage today in every continent, not just here in the United States.
Right.
These are all things that one can do if you are worried about cancer. And, God, I'm sorry?
The problem is, this is not a very sexy message for hotshot researchers. Basically, health prevention campaigns are pretty low down on everybody's priority. You know, what people want, if they're donating money, for example, is you do some really hotshot research and find a cure for cancer. If you say, well, we're going to spend your money on doing a public health campaign of encouraging high school kids to always wear a hat, because hats are not cool, you see, for teenagers. But you know, you'll save a lot of skin cancers by just inculcating young children. And so do in Australia. I lived in Australia for 16 years. They won't let the high school kids go out to play unless they've got hats on. And so those sorts of things. But, you know, it's hard to get people fired up, particularly scientists, fired up for public health campaigns. But if we could only just change people's habits, then the number of cancers would drop, I think, quite dramatically. As we've seen with smoking, it's coming down quite dramatically for men, not yet for women, because women have not got the message yet that smoking gives you cancer.
Well, there is one thing that can be done, and that is for more people to tell their friends and family to listen to this show. because many of the things that we espouse on this show, intense exercise, heavy resistance training, ancestral diets devoid of processed and sugary and starchy foods, and eating meats from animals raised naturally, grass-fed, grass-finished beef, chickens that lead normal lives that aren't being fed poisons, and then you eat their poisonous eggs. I mean, all these things need to be done in order to avoid every disease. Forget about cancer, heart disease, diabetes, everything.
Anyway.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, the funny thing is that most doctors argue that, you know, patient compliance is the biggest problem. And this is an area where I agree with the medical orthodoxy. Getting people to do what is good for them seems to be the hardest thing. And I even interviewed a researcher from the UK many years ago because this intrigued me, that an individual has to come to a near-death incident three times in their life before they make the decision to eradicate the risky behavior, whether it be cigarette smoking or whatever, before they eradicate the risky behavior that's threatening their life. Three times. You would think it would happen just once. They go, oh, that's it, I'm done. No, the average person needs to get close to death three times before they change the habits. And most of them just get there once and die.
Yes, yes.
So it's shocking. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to know what you hope clinicians take away from this research and what you hope lay people take away from the research. We're talking with Professor Paul Davies from Arizona State University, and we're talking about the evolutionary roots of cancer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Professor Paul Davies from Arizona State University about the evolutionary roots of cancer. Better understanding cancer will lead to better treatment and therapies, and perhaps even less cancer. So this is an important discussion. I've always said that treating cancer with chemotherapy is like burning down the entire house to get rid of a stain on the carpet. Unfortunately, that is the average standard of treatment today, and I think it is.
I think most of us working in this new initiative have a pretty dim view of chemotherapy. It's overall is, of course, just a delaying tactic. Most chemotherapy doesn't work on most patients anyway. In some cases, only 5-10% of patients respond. So what it does, it extends life measured in weeks or months, not in years.
Right.
So, at the very best, it's just prolonging life, and often under rather miserable circumstances, given the side effects. Now, that's a gross generalization, of course. There are some drugs that don't have too many bad side effects, and some well-known examples where it, in groups of people, can be spectacularly effective. But, you know, generally, overall, chemotherapy looks like a desperate rearguard action against the inevitable.
And the other thing that needs to be understood is that when they give cancer drugs and cancer treatments a shining survival rate, they're looking at the increase in life up to 5 years. So theoretically, if 50% of the patients that receive a specific treatment die at 5 years and 3 months, they're considered successes.
This is a big complaint of mine, because as screening technology improves, you catch the cancer sooner, and it makes it look like you're achieving better results than you are, because you've got this arbitrary 5-year definition. Just because the cancer hasn't returned within 5 years doesn't mean that it's not going to come back, and cancers can come back after 10 years or even 15 years. So this is known as cancer dormancy. It's of great interest to us, because if we understood what keeps the cancer dormant in the body and could extend that period, then in effect the problem would be cracked. If you said to somebody, look, we've removed the primary tumor, we don't think the cancer's gone, it's in you, but it's dormant, I'm afraid, you know, in 5 years it may come back. If you said to somebody, well, in 50 years it may come back, forget it. So that's what we should try to do. We should try to extend the period of cancer dormancy. Or the other one is cancer latency, which is the period when the cancer cells are in the body but before they manifest themselves as clinically problematic. If we could control those, wouldn't even matter if we don't understand the cancer, we would, in effect, have eliminated it as a major public health risk.
And we did a show almost a year ago about the cancer treatment using the ketogenic diet as a dual therapy. They gave traditional cancer treatments to patients, but also put a portion of them on a ketogenic diet after the cancer therapy, and the remission rate was outstanding, so much so that that particular scientist I had on the show said that now funding a study to just look at the ketogenic diet in the treatment of cancer, which is what we talked about before, about starving the cancer from sugar,
right.
which you know, when you want to increase the survival rate, don't look to your doctor, look to the nutrition that you're putting in your body that has created this cancer to come out of its sleepy giant phase in the first place, or uncork the genie in the bottle, so to speak.
I believe this should be a large part of the story.
Yes.
There's something else I'd like to say, because you've asked a couple of times, you know, why is there cancer? Why
isn't why is the body doing this?
And I'd like to tackle that because it's an aspect of the subject we haven't touched on. I think is really important, and it's known in the cancer research community, and it's often shrugged aside. And the reason that these genes that drive the genie haven't been eliminated, they're there because they serve a really useful purpose, and that purpose is embryo development. That early stage embryos are very much like tumors. They're hypoxic, that is, they have a low level of oxygen. They're invasive. The cells are very mobile. They create their own blood supply. All of these things are what cancer does. But it goes beyond that. It's been known for 25 years that genes which are upregulated, that is, switched on during the embryo development, are also switched back on in cancer.
I'll be darned.
There are many, many known examples. And when I mention this, I think it's enormously significant. And when I mention it to mainstream cancer researchers, they say, well, yeah, we know that. But they don't seem to get the significance.
That is very significant because in instances where we want to turn neonatal genes on, like the repair of the heart, we can't. But for some reason in this particular situation, we have no problem turning them on.
Right. And so our attitude is that the genes which are active in early stage embryogenesis are the same ancient genes associated with the evolution of early multicellularity. So these are the genes going back, you know, 1.5 billion years. And we predict, as a very specific prediction, that as cancer progresses through its various stages, 1, 2, 3, 4, to the fully malignant phase, it's like running the arrow of evolution backwards in time at high speed. Mm. So the later stage cancers will upregulate the genes which are active during early stage embryogenesis, but these are the genes which go back a long time in history. And we're looking to test that by looking at genes across the so-called phylogenetic tree, or looking at all of the organisms, seeing how ancient these genes are. And we predict that the late stage cancer will upregulate the ancient genes, which are the ones which are essential for early embryo development. They haven't been eliminated because embryo development is one of these things that we're locked into. It goes back into the mists of time. You can't tinker with that by pulling the bricks out of the foundations. We have to have that. So there's a really deep link between evolutionary biology, developmental biology, and cancer biology.
Exciting.
But these three communities almost never talk to each other.
Yeah, that's sad. Which I want to ask you this question. So have you had any responses from the medical orthodoxy and the mainstream cancer research people? Are they favorable for what you're talking about? Are they ignoring it? Are they saying anything about it at all?
Well, curiously enough, I was in the UK last week giving a talk to Cancer Research UK. It's the world's biggest cancer charity. And I didn't pull any punches. I said more or less what I've said on your show here today. And it's pretty typical. The establishment figures sort of bristle, but the rank and file really love it. And lots of people came up afterwards saying, well, you know, that was wonderful, and we need new thinking like this. Because the truth is, going down the present path, that's been the paradigm for 40 years. There's incremental progress here and there. We'll be quite wrong to say it's all rubbish. There have been some successes, but they've been generally small and limited. And so the best that one can see is really just chipping away. I think we need a radical rethink in order to have a dramatic effect.
What do you hope that clinicians listening to the show take away from your research?
Well, clinicians, of course, are at the sharp end of this, and I hope they haven't got the impression that I'm denigrating them, because they're dealing with real human beings, real patients, and they're doing their best with what is available. We can't expect them to be making decisions about abstract research topics of the sort I've been talking about. They will do their best with what they have available. But I suppose what I would like to emphasize is that they should consider, and many do, of course, the lifestyle, diet, exercise aspects. They should point out to their patients that there are other options to chemotherapy, and just make sure that the patients are fully informed. The other thing I think that we could get away from is a lot of people are just plain terrified of cancer. we've been explaining that everybody's got cancer, basically. You've
right.
got cancer cells in you. It's not an all or nothing thing. There's a whole spectrum of changes that take place. And even if cancer manifests itself clinically, it's not necessarily a killer. If we could get away from that sort of panic reaction. And a lot of cases, the so-called ductal carcinoma in situ, this is where, in the case of breast cancer, there's this sort of precursory phase. I was talking to some physicians in the UK who said, we shouldn't even call it cancer. We should just come up with some other word because, you know, a lot of women rush out and have double mastectomies, and we know that in the majority, maybe the vast majority of cases, these are not going to, these little lesions are not going to be a death sentence.
Right.
And right. So it's very difficult. We're in the middle of a time of transformation in our understanding of cancer, and patients have to make hard choices when they're diagnosed.
Yeah, this is exciting what you're talking about, because everything, when we look at it through the evolutionary magnifying glass, so to speak, and we see that there's a reason that things are happening. When we look at those reasons, we don't think of things as being just, oh, this is a mutation, this is wrong. No, the body is doing this for a reason. And when we look at it that way,
it makes
a big difference.
Yeah. It's a response to stress,
right.
And a pre-programmed response, and it's, the body's very good at doing it. I have to say cancer is very successful at what it does.
You have written some books in the past. I want to go ahead and plug one of your books before we close the interview. Eerie Silence. What is that about?
Oh, that's about the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. So I'm sure our listeners know that for over 50 years we've been sweeping the skies with radio telescopes hoping to pick up a message from E.T.
I used to be, as a matter of fact, many years ago, I subscribed to something called SETI, S-E-T-I, where you were able to listen to a transponder that was listening to space, and
right.
and they it was a volunteer based thing where you would say hey and you would mark something if you thought that it was a sound or something coming from out of space.
That's right. It's
yeah.
a very, very popular program. And the truth is that, you know, after 50 plus years, we haven't got a message yet. And so, are we alone in the universe, or are we looking for the wrong thing in the wrong place at the wrong time? And so my book is really an attempt to reinvigorate the search for extraterrestrial intelligence by widening the search away from radio astronomy to many other aspects of science.
Yeah, very interesting. And that book is available at Amazon.com?
It certainly is, and in all good bookshops, if any still exist in the United States.
Yeah, that's the truth. Listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk about this. This is really, really exciting stuff for people to hear, especially that maybe there's, you know, when you take a different look at things, new things can happen and breakthroughs can occur. And the only problem I have is I'm afraid that there's too much money being made in cancer research for them to say, hey, let's take a different approach to this. Maybe we'll find an answer, because then they just put themselves out of work. So I think that people need to take this message on a grassroots. And for those out there who have dealt with cancer or are thinking of dealing with cancer, do not discount the one thing your doctor is not talking to you about, and that is the food in your diet, as both in the etiology of developing the disease and perhaps even managing it long-term and having a normal lifespan. This is really an area, in my humble opinion, that is greatly overlooked, and it may hold more keys to success than any treatments out there today.
I'm with you on everything you've just said.
Yeah. Listen, thank you so much, Professor.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Okay, so thank you for listening today to Superhuman Radio. Thanks to Rob Regish for doing the Blueprint Power Hour, and we'll see you tomorrow with another episode.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.